Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here. Scott is sitting across from me.
Here again.
A little calmer than it was yesterday. We'll talk about that, too.
Just me and you, kid.
Nice
just me
having
and you.
Nice having Brooksy in here yesterday. A lot of fun.
He's on plane. He's heading to the West Coast.
Yes. Doing a little cooking. I saw the throwing all the stuff on the plane.
200 pounds of pork going on the plane.
There you go. You can listen to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter is at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts are up. Took care of all those last night. So you can go, you can listen to the show live. You can download podcasts. You can go to anywhere that you get your podcast to download the show. Brooks was here from the three segments in the first hour and the first segment in the second hour. Yeah, I should listen to him. Pretty fun.
Asked him for one, got four.
Yeah, it was awesome. Had a great time. Just, you know, we talked a lot about trying to get people to go to Northern Iowa Drake last night. It might have been a good game to go see. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy buckets.
It was,
it's a lot of fun. We'll talk about that later as well. Tonight you're getting Oregon at Arizona. 9:15 pregame. 7:15 out in their neck of the woods, so there you go. Saturday, you get Northern Iowa versus Bradley. Sunday, the Pro Bowl. And next Monday,
hey,
Texas,
what you got
against
Kansas. Flag football?
Everything.
Okay, gotcha.
Everything humanly possible. We can't do this show without having sponsors. Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group.
Palmer.
Gotta love Palmer Group.
Absolutely.
Okay. Where to start? Where to start? Where to start? Well, let's talk about a little bit. Brooksy does a lot of things, man. Brooke Reynolds is
Brooks, yeah.
He does a lot. And he is fidgety and ready to go at a moment's notice.
He is. Somebody has described him as the P.T. Barnum of the Des Moines area, and it is. He's a promoter. He's a stage figure. He's a performer. But then again, his father.
Yes,
he is. Who his we father. Knew. Stan. Yeah, Stan was actually. I mean, he did with Variety the telethons. He met with. You know, I remember a story talking about going to Burbank and learning how to do a telethon because they said they could do a telethon, but they've never done a telethon. But I mean, it's in there, ingrained in their blood and in their DNA.
I think the coolest thing about having him on yesterday was no matter what question we asked him and pointed at him, he pointed away from himself to all the people that help him do all these things.
Absolutely.
So he's not in it for the. For the glitz and glamour. He's in it for, I believe in bacon. I believe in helping. Right. I believe in all sorts of things. And I can get people together, and then I let those people have at it.
Right.
I mean, he has that.
Yeah.
You know, who says, you know, a lobster roll? That'd be a great thing to have at the Iowa State Fair. Nobody. Right. Nobody says that.
But it's good. You put preparation and persistence and design behind an idea, and boom.
And it works.
Works, and it's something to talk about. So
it was exciting. So Bacon Fest out at the fair, it's going to be a big deal.
May 11th and 12th, if I remember right. So,
I think so.
We're
going to be there.
We are going to walk down that path, and we're going to be there.
Yes, we are. Kind of a dead weekend, you know, the Super Bowl. I actually like – do you remember when they used to just do the – you know, you'd have the championship games – and you would go right into the Super Bowl. I didn't think that was – I think that took away from the championship games, and I also think you need the preparation to get everything in line. It's not easy to get your football team of 100 people, their families, and all that into a city for the Super Bowl. And,
absolutely. Yeah. You've got to have the 2 weeks from the final game for preparation for the pomp and circumstance. I mean, it's the celebration and the NFL wants to drag this out as long as they can.
Absolutely.
Because as soon as the ball drops, I mean, it's not like they take time off. They start hitting the ground running for next year. It's that TV time isn't going to be there.
They'd take a week off in between a bunch of these if they could. You know, hey, yeah. Hey, we're going to play all these first games. We'll take a week off, then we're going to play another one just to keep everybody in going.
But look, we've got the commercials for USFL are coming on.
Yeah.
You know, they've upped it. I think it's 6 games next year.
Yeah.
In Europe, there's 2 in London, Germany, as it is. I mean, the NFL Europe failed. So now they're trying to, you throw the frog in the boiling pot, it jumps out. If you turn them up slowly, you can cook them. That's what they're trying to do.
Right.
Is you go over and it's, man, look at all these people wearing jerseys. Oh, come on. There's a trailer out front. They're giving away jerseys because you're telling me an NFL game in London, there's representative from every single team in the crowd. Oh, really?
No.
They're handing it out. I mean, they're probably saying your first 3 drinks are free. Fill the stadium so that we can make this sellable to TV.
And I agree with that. One of the things that we didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday is just how big of a historic matchup this is with Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts being two African American male quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. It's a huge deal. And Jalen Hurts isn't out there a lot yet.
Right.
I mean, he hasn't hit that social media threshold or all that. Patrick Mahomes has. I mean, he gets pushed that way from his
entourage. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Patrick Mahomes has what Patrick Mahomes has that the NFL was looking for is he has a personality. He's awesome in commercials. I mean, you can believe him and Travis Kelce probably do sit in their houses and are eating cereal.
I mean, cereal. What are you eating?
Exactly. Jalen Hurts hasn't got to that point yet, but I think after this game and maybe leading up to that week next week, getting ready for the Super Bowl, maybe he'll get there because he's a great kid.
They're trying. I mean, look, today it's
just not.
He's
him.
Got Nick Saban in his corner now talking about, you know, because he was pulled for Tua, you know. And
if I was Jalen Hurts, I'd have told Nick Saban, yeah, I don't think I recognize you. I recognize Lincoln Riley. So.
But it's a name. It's clicks and things, and people are talking about it because Saban is saying all his love for Jalen Hurts. You know, but that's what we're going to get. And we're going to get that for 2 weeks, all the way up to the Super Bowl.
It is
so,
going
to, yeah. Back to the Pro Bowl. You know, for the entire time I've ever seen the Pro Bowl, I've never had a full definition of what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I do.
It was supposed
to
be.
I don't have one either. Hey, I really don't.
Good job out of you. You're a Pro Bowl player. You can maybe get something on your contract, but we're going to take you to Hawaii for a week with your family. But we're going to make you play a game. Well, I don't really want to play a game.
Right. And we don't want to get hurt. How do you do all that? I get the flag football thing. I think that's cool. I would have more fun watching the NFL Pro Bowl people golf than play flag football. I mean, I'm just not into it. I think they need to. I think that should just be what it is. We're going to sign autographs. We're going to do all that. See, that's the part. I don't like that they go to Hawaii. I think they should go to...
Well, they're going to Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. It's Vegas, not Hawaii.
It used to go to Hawaii.
If you go to Vegas, then you got a bunch of people that can come. They can meet all the people. It's no different. I don't think they should treat it any differently than they do draft day. I mean, look how many people were at draft day. I mean, remember when it was in Nashville?
We're so hungry.
Oh, I know.
Dude, it's going to be Kansas City next year.
I know.
This year, I should say.
When it was in Nashville, I remember... All the women on social media crying because there was no way that they could have all their bachelorette parties and everything for the women because there wasn't any hotel rooms for like 7 days.
Yeah, and it was 4 blocks from a stage at one end of 4 blocks with just arm to arm people. It was or elbow to elbow. It was good stuff.
Right, the NFL is the man.
Oh, it's million
not even,
pound
it's,
billion
it's,
pound
it's not even close.
In the room.
You know, the one that somebody asked me today at work. Because we were talking about the NFL, but then we were talking is college football and its bowl games and playoff, or college basketball and its NCAA tournament. And this is just men, and I apologize for that. But which one do you think is more popular?
Well, you're splitting time. You're splitting time with the NFL. College football. They try to do it best they can. Saturdays are for. But even the minute that something changes, NFL dives in. You know,
right.
that The only thing they're trying to stay away from is Friday nights, but they do that preseason stuff. But, yep. I mean, it's Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday for NFL when they can be king in the room. So, but it's hard because, yes, even though it's the playoffs and stuff like that, I think the expanded playoffs are going to help them with better TV time and people watching games that quote-unquote matter. But once you hit the ground running, even those play-in games for the NCAA tournament for basketball, good heavens.
See, now
that is king for a brief time.
See, I think I agree. I think the regular season of college football is probably more just because of games. Yes. There's not as many games. There's 11 games instead of being 38 to 40. But I don't think any of the bowl games, any of that stuff, compares to the NCAA tournament.
No.
In basketball.
Right.
So, but it's just funny there's a lot of people there's a lot of people out there that doesn't like the NFL because some of the things they stand for or do, and they love college football. And now you have people that hate college football because they're trying to be like the NFL, which I don't think college football is trying to be like the NFL. They're trying to protect their investment in their players. But a really good college football game at some point in time is better than a bad NFL game. I mean, that's what I've always thought. Like if you're seeing USC and Alabama, I'd rather watch USC Alabama than watch Seattle Tennessee. But when you throw in betting, it's not even close. I mean, the NFL is. I mean, and you throw in the other, right? What does everybody love the NFL for? Men, women, fantasy.
Fantasy football.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It is. I saw some numbers from this year in fantasy football, and it's estimates because a lot of people, they can't put how much money's in their office pool because of NCAA regulations or something. Fantasy football is I think has helped the NFL grow as much as betting has. And now it's just a part of it, right? Because now you can
it's helped them grow because not just the 21 to 35-year-old male demographic in the office huddling Friday night at the OP to do their little teams and setups. I mean, it's we've seen all women leagues. It's family. It's sisters against sister-in-laws.
My work.
I mean,
it's all started and followed through by the gals at work.
Right. I mean, I know my wife loves it. I mean, no, she,
I do too.
Because you start picking with players, with your heart at the beginning, and then pretty soon she's like, I never want to say the name Rodgers again, my team was.
At least not, yeah.
Yeah, my team was two of many Dolphins on my team, and I had two of many Dolphins, and I ended last in one of the leagues. So you got to go with doing some homework and some accounting. Figure out who's going to get you points and make sure you're actually going through running a fantasy team. So, good God, you get one week where you don't, oh, no, my defense is on a bye week.
Right.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
I forgot.
Yeah, exactly.
We have so many things to talk about and because we did something non-sports related yesterday. I have so many things to up on here. But when we look at the way that the NFL is doing everything that they're doing with the Super Bowl and how they're going to start, early, they're going to have a Saturday thing for the Super Bowl and a Sunday thing for the Super Bowl. And then they're going to have a Monday rewind show for football. The Super Bowl, unlike 15, 20 years ago, when it was just Sunday, it is now everything.
I remember when you had a noon game, the first thing you saw was maybe the announcers an hour, half an hour before.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8:30 in the morning. Sometimes we have games at 8:30 in the morning.
Right.
But there's, we have an NFL network. It's 365, 24/7. They're going to talk about the NFL.
It's just, and you get little nuggets like this today that, a New York Giant, and it says his last name is Love, but I didn't see his first name. Julian Love says that Nick Sirianni is getting a free ride as the head coach of the talented Eagles. And I think someone forgets that the previous coach for the Philadelphia Eagles didn't get to the playoffs, and Nick Sirianni did. Now, granted, I thought, oh, my Lord, we've talked about this so much.
Right.
what in the world did they think that they just hired with him doing when he had his first?
Not a good first interview.
Oh, man. But to say, I it drives me crazy when everybody thinks that coaching in the NFL is about is X's and O's and all of that. And it might have been back with Bill Cowher and Bill Belichick and all those guys. Nowadays, you have people that do that, but you have to have a coach that can be able to get everybody on the same. I mean, it's such a different dynamic. You actually are. It's not a head coach anymore. I buy into they're the CEO of the team.
Right.
And you have managers and you have big wigs and you have the working bees and you have all that and you have that dynamic of a corporation, and it takes a lot more than just X's and O's.
The head coach is the guy that gets everybody on the same page, same battle cry. You know, the locker room squabbles of he didn't do that. You got to be on top of that. You got to make sure that there isn't, because look at the split locker rooms we saw.
Oh,
the Broncos.
Yep,
the Raiders.
Done.
Soon as the Jets.
Yep.
Zach Wilson was not.
No, and
they weren't real happy about him.
Mm, and it goes quickly. So, with that being said, my apologies. You were right. Vic Fangio signed with your Dolphins today.
Okay. Make sure everyone heard
it's
that.
It's on.
Scott was right.
I don't know if you were right. Wish came true.
Well, no, then let's talk about this. You know what? There's a tease for the next segment.
I did.
Because
did you see that?
Why? Why did he say?
I have my reason. Do you have your reason?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're set. Let's
take a break.
That is radio. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Teasing you.
Here's a look at traffic on it's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Happy Thursday. Hope everybody had a great day. Drive home safely. Man, there were some bad accidents, like three or four. Because even last week, like four out of the last five times I've worked, there's been bad accidents somewhere where I'm driving.
I 235 it and then turn on the 3580 north there. And there was a semi blocking half of it. There was cop stuff like that. But the F-350 figured out where the brakes were real quick today.
Yeah, it's crazy out there. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Tonight you're going to get Oregon at Arizona at 9:15. Enjoy a little college basketball tonight. And I do believe, sir, you have the first read.
Well, why break up a good thing? Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the top workplace award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out the Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. We kind of sprung a little Vic Fangio out there because I was making fun of myself. And
because you kept saying
soon as
D'Amico Ryans left the 49ers, you were like, nah, he's not going to Miami.
No.
You thought he was going to go to where Sean Payton was going to be.
Right. And then when Sean Payton went to
the Broncos,
I don't think Vic Fangio wanted to go back to the Broncos. I don't think his time with the Broncos. I don't think he thought Sean Payton was going to go to the Broncos.
Okay.
I thought that was really interesting.
He didn't sign anything until today. He committed today.
He did. I don't know if it was... I don't know. I just thought that if I had a choice of defenses that I could tinker with, I would want to tinker with that 49ers job. Not that Miami's not doesn't have a
Miami had a good defense into, and then a couple of wheels fell off.
No, but I mean, that's just that. But that's, I told you, I was the first one that sent, I sent you a text. Do not let that man leave your building, because he will make your, he will make your team better, and he will make Mike McDaniels better, because Mike McDaniels can learn some maybe tone down coaching things from Vic Fangio.
That, well, see, that was the thing. That's why I think he went to Miami. I think he bought into Mike McDaniel, and I think the two of them went, oh, we can make this work.
Yeah, I need you, and okay, I won't wear T-shirts that say I wish it was colder. And,
right.
And,
cause and Vic, stop vaping on the sidelines.
Probably not be doing that would be a good idea as well. But it's a great move for Miami because it's stability. No matter where he's ever gone, it doesn't mean that he has the best defense in the NFL. You will not give up some of the plays that you gave up.
That was the final piece Miami needed. All the other things are perfect.
Yeah, just going
perfect.
Great.
So, all right. I don't know if you saw on social media. Did you know what today is?
No.
Okay, let me get back to it. Do you know what today is? The inaugural day of the Iowa High School Girls.
Oh, I did.
State wrestling tournament.
I social mediaed that today.
And it's Coralville at the, what is it, the Extreme Arena?
Yep. I bet they're rocking.
It's, but I just watched or saw this, but it's watchigasau.com. Yeah, I mean the yeah, you can watch it online, stuff like that. This is huge.
I saw
this is
going to
be awesome.
That I know Southeast Polk had a bunch of gals that won. I know the Dowling gal who is wrestling for Urbandale, because Dowling didn't have enough people for that wanted to go out for wrestling. She's a great athlete and gave up playing basketball to wrestle because she was a really good basketball player too. So and a really good softball player, just a really good all around athlete. I think it's great. I think Iowa is going to be the leader in women's wrestling. And I think that's a good thing to have, because we're pretty much the leader in high school wrestling. So you might as well, on the boys' side, so you might as well take care of both. One of the big things that's out there today as well, if you're Robert Kraft, you're the New England Patriots, do you go to Tom Brady and say, come sign with us for a day and retire a Patriot?
Absolutely.
I do too. I think
that's a no-brainer.
I think that I think it's already leading up to that, because Bill Belichick doesn't say nice things about anybody.
No.
I mean, he doesn't say nice things about himself. He doesn't. He just doesn't say nice things
about
him.
Well, that little marriage between Brady and Belichick bought him a few things. I'm guessing a house or two.
Not wins. That's the one thing it hasn't gotten. The divorce didn't get him any wins.
No. But no, I would think that would be – but here's the deal. And when it came out, everyone from, on social media, it came out, okay, really? Okay, well, thanks for crying, but really, you're retired? Wait till a better offer, this, I mean, all these different things. That's going to be the final sign on the dotted line. If he says, all right, I'm going to go do one day with them, two, that means it is done.
I have no information on any of that. I think things were rough. So he's like, listen, I'm going to retire. And when he and his wife, something didn't click and they were no longer together, he's like, okay, my kids are still down here. I get to see my kids just as much as I do on a normal thing. I'm going to go back and I'm going to play, because now I'm not in a great mood and everything's going on. And I play football and it does. And then football wasn't the same, because he didn't have Bruce Arians. He had Todd Bowles, and you could see on the sidelines.
Right.
Not that he has disrespect for Todd Bowles as a defensive coordinator, but as a head coach, you could just see him going, I've got nothing here.
When Jensen got injured, his center that he's had forever, he went, oh.
I'm done.
That was the best thing that I've seen out of the tearful retirement post that he's done was the response by J.J. Watt. Welcome to the old retired guys club. We meet on the tee box at 10:30 every day. The new guy buys beers. Bring your wallet.
There you go.
I thought, like, that is so cool.
And that's, I think that's the other thing, is his newfound love for playing golf. I mean, he went from never playing golf to now he's like obsessed with it, just like all the rest of them are.
Guess what, dude? I got that much cash sitting in my bank account. I'm going to be really good at golf.
I'm going to be really, really.
I'm guessing there's going to be people around me going, that's a great shot, Mr. Scott. That's a great shot. Yes. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Nice. It is nice. I think I'm going to take a molly here. Yeah,
what, exactly. You go ahead and use your foot wedge, Mr. what is it, Mr. Schmales or whatever. Yeah.
No, I think
judge,
but I do think that's the best way for him to say goodbye to the NFL, and I'm still not buying the whole he's going to go to the booth thing yet.
No, and everybody thought they're going to throw him straight into the Super Bowl, and they came out and said he will not be asked to do the Super Bowl.
I don't think you could do that to the people that are there, and. I've listened to four games of Greg Olsen. I get what everybody's – I think Greg Olsen's really good. There's a difference between having Greg Olsen calling the game and having Tom Brady call. Because Greg Olsen's calling a game, you know, based on his – as a tight end and all the things that goes with that. I mean, Tom Brady, that's what everybody wants to know, right? That's why they love Troy Aikman. That's why they've always loved all the quarterbacks when they come back and they get in the booth because, well – how come you just did that? Well,
and then Chris Collinsworth is. We talked about this is good because he has almost a quarterback, but he was a wide receiver, so he has his opinion on it. Offensive. Do you think let's tiptoe down this little path? Tony Romo done.
You know, I don't know how much Tony Romo. I don't know how much Tony Romo needs to do it. I mean, No, I don't. Why?
You haven't seen he. There is, you can't put your finger directly on it, but it's pretty obvious he was calling a play and almost made a massive racial slur as he was calling a play.
Really?
So we'll have to dig a little deeper into that, but I think they're trying to, put it under the rug before the Super Bowl here or whatever. But I don't know.
There's nobody better than Tony Romo either. Tony Romo's gotten, to me, Tony Romo's gotten a little stale.
The flair of what he was calling opposed to, oh, it's going to be this and why they did that.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be an entertainer as well.
No, I get that. And that's the thing that people, it may not be what they truly believe. Hey, I mean, there's just certain people that don't.
Look me in the eye with the microphone in your face. Sometimes you got to give people a reason to listen, right?
Yes. No, absolutely.
It's okay. Yeah, that's a good fact.
Yes.
Don't really care, but that's a good fact.
Exactly.
So you got to try to give a little hybrid to everything.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know how much I pay attention to the people calling the game anymore. I mean, I'm doing other things. I'm watching the game.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Sunday morning all 4 hours worth of gobbledygook on TV either. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't know why I don't like it.
I don't know. A couple friends of mine told me to watch Sam Ponder. Evidently, she's pretty good.
Really?
Gotta make you laugh, buddy. Gotta make you laugh.
I immediately
got a text when I said, "Hey, you know what today is?" And it was like, oh, he's going to say it. You know what today is? And we really haven't talked about it or celebrated it. And I was going to take the day off and go to High Life at 6 a.m.
It's your birthday today?
It's Groundhog Day today, buddy.
Oh, my God.
There is a party and a half started at 6 a.m. this morning. We did it 1 year because it was on the weekend. And good heavens, did it not end well.
I did not know it was Groundhog Day.
It is. Punxsutawney saw the shadow. So six more weeks of winter.
That's awesome.
We have the local, I think her name is Paulina or whatever. It's not a beaver. It's a groundhog. Anyway, the local Paulina or Paula or whatever. I'm not sure what her prediction was, but I'm pretty sure. It's Iowa. It could be 70 on Monday and snow three more times. So spin the wheel and enjoy.
Just saying for my budgets, I could use my next snow to be in November.
Well, we've got a -7 tomorrow and 49 on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was warmer this morning when I got up and drove into work than it was at 3 o'clock when I came here. It was crazy.
I'm appalled. I'm going to be in Palm Springs, and it's like a high of 70. I mean, come on.
So, I mean, you don't have to dive deep in this. Palm Springs. Why Palm Springs? Why are you going to Palm Springs?
Because it's
that's next week. I'm by myself next week. He's leaving
Lord.
Me here for
you
a
have
whole
so
week.
Many. He's got a. When I say this, he literally does have a Rolodex in front of him. But that's, I mean, he has friends to call.
Yes, I do.
You'll probably bring in Schaaf when I'm gone.
Well, of course.
Dang it. Anyway, but no, it's my buying group.
Explain your buying group.
You do an East Coast, you do a mid, and then you just move around. It's we are an independent construction material supply company. As an independent, we are part of a larger group. So you get together, you have buying power, you meet with vendors, blah, blah, blah. You get around, you have really good meals.
You have to buy into the buyer group?
A long time ago.
Now you just get.
Exactly.
I mean, that does make it that makes a lot of sense. I'm surprised people don't do that in a lot of other things. I don't know. Maybe people do that.
It's all over the place.
Yeah. So that's cool. Palm Springs.
Our group. What's that?
Just you, or is your lovely going?
I do not travel without the lovely. Yes, she is going with.
I didn't think that you would.
So it'll be.
Because we'd be going out to dinner.
Well, I know that. But nope, we will.
That's fine.
Yeah, hit the ground running on Sunday. So.
And then you're back for a week.
Back for a week and then go to Orlando. I do really work. I swear to God, I do.
I don't know if you do.
That would be a...
What's another buying group?
No, that was we spent a lot of money with a company and they said, you need to come to our buying show. So
there you go.
Our dinner entertainment is 38 Special. Looking forward to that. That'll be cool.
I like 38 Special.
But with that being said, going to be back next Thursday. My phone was blown up today with my buddy from Bacon, Scotty Peel. Love you, buddy. Known him. I always cracks me up. Scotty, and we'll talk about this when we get him in here, manager of the Bacon, which used to be the Hooters location. I knew Scotty Peel when he was the manager of the Hooters.
Yep.
So,
and when the first time I saw him, I'm like, oh, they kept him. Was he back in the freezer? And they went, oh, my God, we got to get him out of there.
The door opened.
Thank you.
Is the schedule done? But he said, dude, we got to talk chicken wings and Super Bowl. So we're going to try to get him in studio the Friday before the Super
Somebody
Bowl.
Somebody was listening yesterday.
Everybody's listening.
Everybody was listening.
Everybody's
yesterday.
Listening.
That was pretty awesome. And that is our, I mean, that is, here's the thing that I love about Jethro's now that I, and once again, love you, Nana. Love you, DJ. Love you, Jen.
Where did that train of thought? You went from Jethro's to Nana?
This is where Jethro's comes in. So since we've moved in with Nana, we play a lot of, hey, what do you want for supper? I don't know. And Jethro's fills that bill because they send you out nice little tidbits all day long. Hey, today's Tuesday. Guess what you can get on Tuesdays? And we're like, oh, my gosh, that sounds good.
No.
And now Thursday come. Hey, did you see what's on Thursday? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Last night we had Arby's. I didn't know that Altoona had an Arby's, and I drive by it every day. And number two, it was really good.
Then
who
again,
knew?
The Chick-fil-A people come out and give you personally, hello, Mr. Gary.
No, and that's just, I have to drive the wrong way to go get dinner at Chick-fil-A.
All right. So you're going to be happy with Vic Fangio in Miami?
Yes, I am. When we come back, Alabama's trying to steal a Notre Dame Irish coach.
I gotta ask you some Brian Ferentz questions. I'm sorry.
We gotta do it.
I know. We're beating a dead horse, but you and I, we gotta talk about it.
And just so we know, and really quick, so we're both on board. He needs to sign with New England. If he's done, he needs to sign and retire as a Patriot. I'm in with you. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're glad you're listening. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Scott and I will be back right after this break.
With Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Last segment of this first hour. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Can we tell people we're not off the rails? This is just a typical Thursday for us. It's Potpourri Thursday. We got to talk about all kinds of stuff. It's the week before the Super Bowls.
He
is just so critical.
How many times? No, he's not.
No, I'm kidding.
If people are listening and they're giving opinions,
I love it.
They're listening.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. Tonight, well, let's see. What else do I have? Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. And Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. You need to go. So you could do Facebook at 1700 The Champ because I think you Scott's been doing a lot of stuff on Facebook. So you also
cranking up Facebook.
Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott on Facebook.
Right.
But they're connected. I mean, you can go from 1700 the champ. Not that it's connected, but each other.
Right.
So
you'll start seeing the story, and it's starting to pop up more and more. It's just activity.
With having somebody special on, like having Brooks in here yesterday was pretty
trying
cool.
Trying to tag as much as you can.
You could tell how much it was cool because of the people that were still here yesterday. Usually when we come in here, it's a ghost town.
Exactly.
And there were still people
here. You guys
want
to take the trash out when you leave? Sure, guys. Okay.
We got it. Let's see here. I've got the next one. Since it's here, I'll just read it. Woodman Controls is a controls company in Iowa, an intelligent building solution company better served. Provides, designs, engineers, installs programs and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security of your facility. Located in Ankeny, go to woodmancontrols.com. And look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation, machinery, manufacturing company. Thank you to Woodman Controls. Okay. I have some other ones that
we want to talk about
today, because
it was Gary Barta, went down the – I know. We have to address it. Okay. It's, again, he's the most qualified and has earned the right to be in the position. They're quoting what they've done over the last 24 years. They're quoting the fact that they are one of only five teams to have 8-win seasons. What, the COVID year, they had a 7 or whatever just because of COVID year. But anyway, it's, yes, they're quoting all these things, but they were 140th?
Well, they were next to last.
There
was one team in the NCAA Division I football that was worse.
If his name was not the same, he wouldn't have a job, correct? No.
And what it tells you is Gary Barta can't do anything unless – I mean, this is Hawkeye fans telling me this today, that Gary Barta is nothing unless Kirk Ferentz says it's okay.
Okay. So here's
– I'm not trying to be mean to somebody, telling you.
Neither am I. Okay, look. Even if you get to stay in a really good job and work with your dad, but the world is on you, that's going to eat at you sooner or later.
Yep.
Okay? And to me, this is, we've got two more weeks of the NFL. They're leaving it. They're talking in circles. They're never addressing it. Our staff is our staff, blah, 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 all these different things. They're never saying that he is a good offensive coordinator. They're dancing around it. Leaving it open-ended, I think he still is going to leave. I think Brian is going to say, I got a job as a
whatever.
At the Baltimore Ravens, which I would love that.
Yeah,
that
me too.
That would be great. But anyway, the way that this is going is too I don't think it's going to end up with him being there.
Well, here's the issue that the football team as a whole has. Is number one, Kirk's not getting any younger, and I don't know how long. I mean, maybe you can go a long time with the status quo.
We talked about this a year ago. The path was Kirk can retire, Brian's got a winning team, Brian can become the head coach.
Yep, and that
ain't gonna happen,
it's not gonna happen, and get money from people to sponsor your football team. Because you're getting ready, not this year, but next year, you're gonna have USC and UCLA. You're not going to be able to have they're going to have to reconfigure how they do things. But when you, and I get that they're an 8 to 10 win team every year. Plus trust you and I are an Iowa State fan. They've beat us a bunch. Their schedule before they get into the Big Ten has never been a gauntlet. So there's 2 or 3 wins every year.
Right.
They have to beat Purdue, Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Northwestern. So over the last, I'll leave Northwestern and Wisconsin out of that because they've, at certain times in the last 10 years, they've had years where they were pretty good when Fitzgerald was,
right.
I mean, they just have. And Wisconsin has had a couple of down years, and they changed coaches. So we'll see what happens there. And then you have on the other side, you have Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan State. They have run the Big Ten.
and they don't have to play them. They have to play one of them usually every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be that way forever because that's not the way you're going to have to be able. You're not going to have 1, 2, 3. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's
six,
okay
seven.
To get to the Big Ten championship with a really good record, get smoked.
Yeah, see
in
that's,
the Big
that,
Ten championship.
See, I think that has to go away. They're going to do it's. They're going to line them all up, and you're going to just draw out. And here's your round robin who you play, and then the top two teams in the league play for the championship. The fact that they break them down into
divisions.
East West
right.
is not helping. It may be helping Iowa in its overall record. It may be helping getting to bowl games, but it's not helping the conference. So,
do you feel that it hurt TCU to get beat in the Big 12 championship? Still, go, I mean,
no, because I don't think nobody else deserved to. Nobody, no matter what anybody said, Ohio State and that was with Susie in Nana's house. Ohio State got beat at home to Michigan badly.
Yes.
You don't recover from that. No matter who it is, no matter if it's Michigan or what, you lost at home. TCU, no, I don't think so. Because K-State was a good, they're a good team. I don't, and Alabama had, you know, because this is the SEC gobbledygook that they send out. they were only two plays away from being undefeated. And I'm like, yeah, and they were seven plays away from having five losses. They were not Alabama last year.
I know.
So,
back to
back, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why in the world. I don't know why it matters if Brian Ferentz is there.
Here's my deal. We've talked about how many 8-win-plus seasons that they've had, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the coach that got fired in Nebraska for 9 wins? Frank Solich?
Yes.
They haven't been to a bowl.
I was going to say Scott Frost, but that was nine beers.
There you go.
Wins.
They haven't been to a bowl in multiple decades now, correct?
Nebraska. No.
So you think they'd take a bunch of 8-win years and go to bowl games again? Or does it have to be?
It's just a big enough tease for the Iowa fans.
What?
And I'm one of those.
What's the get? When does it? Okay. This year, as long as we get and we win the Big Ten championship, okay, we're good.
You're not competing.
If you get smoked in the, yeah. I mean, what is it?
You're not competing with Michigan. You're not competing with Ohio State. You compete with Michigan State. I mean, Michigan State screwed up letting a coach go and bringing another coach in.
Yeah.
Thought he was going to be really good. You know, Penn State. You would think. I can't say that on the radio.
I know.
You think somebody would be watching and giving Penn State not a bunch of love for everything that's happened at that university. But I mean, when you look at that. But when you bring in, now you bring in USC and you bring in UCLA, and people are like, well, maybe UCLA is not that good. Chip Kelly is going to change the way that people in the Big Ten understands what offensive football is.
Right.
And that's the difference. And it's going to hurt at some point in time. If you're ranked in the bottom five of offense next year, people love going to Iowa Hawkeye games.
Yes,
but are they going to keep paying the money they have to pay to watch a team that has to depend on their defense to score their touchdown?
And now that arbitrary $100 doesn't all just go to, I write my check to Iowa, I know where it goes. Oh God, am I supposed to give $50 of that to the Swarm? Am I supposed to give $100 here and $100 there?
Right.
What am I? And
what
I'm,
do you
but
do?
I'm not getting results that I'm getting my return on investment. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Twitter blew up with a lot of opinions yesterday. Let's just say that.
Well, I think I am not going to bash Kirk Ferentz. Kirk Ferentz has done a great job. He did a great job. I've wanted him to go back to the Baltimore Ravens for years to get that stability at the Baltimore Ravens. He probably should have never. They should have never allowed Brian to go to offensive coordinator. It's too close. It's too family. It just doesn't work. I mean, people, it just looks bad.
But think about.
But the reason that it worked was because Gary Barta has no.
But
nut.
They had pitchforks and torches ready because what it was Ken O'Keefe.
Yeah.
I mean, because he wasn't the answer. So let's get, we got a good one standing right there. Let's put him into it. He knows he's been coaching in the NFL and it didn't work.
Here's the thing that I would be upset with if I was an Iowa Hawkeye fan is the simple fact that our offensive line was god awful. And Kirk Ferentz and Brian Ferentz are known for offensive line.
I agree with that.
So I don't know what you do. I'm glad I don't have to worry about it.
Bring in Robert Gallery.
Because I don't care. Robert Gallery.
Bring in Robert Gallery.
I wish I looked like Robert Gallery. I didn't think I'd ever say that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. 1 hour down. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
Watch for a disabled.